We are the dwarves of Erebor. We have come to reclaim our homeland.
I offer you my help.
Now that we know he won't betray us.
We don't. There is no king under the mountain, nor will there ever be.
It will not end here. With every victory, this evil will grow.
You have no right to enter that mountain.
I have the only right.
Okay, here's the deal. Peter Jackson takes audiences back to Middle-earth again in his second film in the new Hobbit trilogy. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, serves as a bridge between last year's movie and next year's conclusion. It follows Bilbo Baggins and the dwarves as they reach Erebor to steal back an artifact from the fire-breathing dragon. While not a typical story structure, The Desolation of Smaug is a gorgeous film and still a lot of fun. There's plenty of eye-popping action and beautiful scenery. It's a long haul, but well worth the journey to reach the meaty climax with the dragon. Darker and grittier than the first film, this movie whets the appetite for the conclusion to come out next year. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.